part, because when I talked to the NAACP 3 weeks ago, it's important to note that one of the things they asked me was, can you help dispel the myths in this community that that people actually can't get coronavirus if they're black? That was a myth that was out there that's actually very important for us to squash here.
And that all Americans avoid tobacco, alcohol, and drug use at this time?
Absolutely. It's especially important for people who are at risk and with comorbidity.
Americans.
Thank you, and I will clarify that.
I know this brother ain't sitting here and saying shit like this. Let me get my son.
I put out a smoking cessation report in January. I put out a advisory against youth and pregnant women using marijuana last year, and that was not directed towards any one race. That's everybody needs to do everything they can to be as healthy as possible at this critical time. Dr. Fauci, would you add anything?
Yeah, I think you said perfectly. Thank you. Would you like to add anything to it? Because you are really, you expressed it very beautifully before.
No, I mean, Jerome, you did it beautifully. I can't do it any better than that. I know Jerome personally.
No. Listen.
No.
These white people have lost their mind. They had the black. They actually said, because you know we know about black behavior, right? We know we do dumb shit. Ain't no problem. We do dumb shit.
These big companies for a fortune.
No. They asked. There's something about the Surgeon General said, Papa and Mama, some crazy shit. He said, by the black community, you go back to Papa and Grandma. Like we're in 1930. Oh, that's what you know. I got Papa. You know what I'm saying? And she asked him about it, and it sounded like, what? Did I say anything? That shit sounded so racist. But the black kid trying to explain it. The so-called Surgeon General? I can't believe this shit. These people don't realize, look.
New technology.
You done said,
but a lot of people worry about it.
Young folks don't listen.
Freedom. We're going to take a look at that very strong look at.
That's all he added. That's all the Surgeon General had to say.
And that's all
he was really black. You would have said,
no. We don't say that language in our family all the time. I'm like,
Papa.
Oh, did you see what Diamond and Silk have done? They walking around talking about there's no such thing. It's just the flu.
WHO.
For some reason, Diamond and Silk became fucking doctors overnight.
So I hope Diamond and Silk will catch it.
I would never hope that on them.
No, if you dumb enough to say it's the flu, you deserve to catch it.
There's some dumb bitches, but
listen,
you don't get their hairdo until they're dumb.
Go have fun. We catch your corona.
$1 million a year.
And then you'll find out if it's the
less than 40 over the years.
I can't believe these people, man. I cannot.
Unless they so good with Donald Trump. Unless they so good with this dude that they got the cure.
He has the cure. Because look at him. He is like sitting there. No,
he's not even fazed
to get the better of the.
He's just talking about anything. And I just hate the way his mouth.
I don't like that.
No, but you know what? I don't understand bullshit.
His mouth just look like bullshit. You know, just,
I tell that.
His whole body. 100%
white supremacy, and we're playing politics.
If you look at this dude,
they're killing us, man. They're killing us.
Body structure. Does he look like a fucking president?
No.
When Obama, even when fucking Bush got up there and dressed the fucking world. He looked at the camera. They talk. He just reading and making sure he got everything right and just bullshitting.
I'm a good bullshitter.
But he's not talking about shit. He's not talking about
making America great again.
Just be quiet for 2 seconds.
Last year,
what is he talking about?
This year, $42 million. But generally under 40. So it's in the 30s. So we're at 500.
The fuck is he talking about? He's not talking about. I told you. The fuck is he talking about?
This dude ain't talking about shit. And people listen to it. They listen like he's saying something.
He's not saying a goddamn
thing. You're right. You know?
Just be quiet for a couple seconds.
Just listen to this motherfucker.
The answer always turns out to be.
And look at this. Look at the black reporter. Look at her eyes. Like, holy shit.
What the fuck is going on?
Let's hold on.
World Trade. So we have the World Trade Organization. And until I came along, we were losing cases, so many cases, it was ridiculous. We were always losing these cases.
Fuck it. He's not talking about that.
Unbelievably taken advantage of us and other countries. And for instance, they're considered a developing nation.
What?
I said, well, then make us a developing nation, too. They get big
the
advantages
fuck are you
because
talking
they're a developing nation. India, a developing nation. The United States is the big developing nation.
And he said, well, for this motherfucker. Okay? Listen. Hold on. Whoa.
That if we're not treated fairly, I'm going to pull out.
Pull out of what?
I've heard this before because nobody ever talked about the World Trade Organization, but the World Trade Organization has treated us very unfairly.
Who treated you what?
Up with it because all of these countries are taking advantage of the United States. Now,
what
the
fuck are you talking about? You know, just making shit up.
No, he's saying how he feels right now. Look at him. He's looking at the cameras. He's talking to the camera. Well, he's not looking at the cameras. He's looking at everybody. He's talking.
He really feel it.
He's feel it right now. So no, I'm sorry. He's feel it. But when he was bullshitting, when he was in saying nothing, you saw how he wasn't looking at nobody. He was just looking down. Now he's in his feelings. So he just... He's just talking about how he feels. You want to know how he feels? He feels stupid. He's just stupid. Everything he's saying is stupid.
Too. We want a lot of cases.
Be mad.
But you know, from covering it, I know you know, that the United States was taken advantage of by the world.
He feels this way. This is how he really feels.
These are his real feelings right now.
We took the jobs to China.
He feels this way.
I think they did.
Look at him.
With their economy.
He's mad.
Right flat line for you.
Because he brags
now
so much.
Now he's feeling. He's looking.
It was only when they came into the World Trade Organization.
He's not looking at that paper like he was. Was he looking at that paper?
No,
he's just talking now. Now he's really telling how he
feels. Now he's pissed off.
Exactly. He's telling.
Because I'm losing. I'm going
to
lose. I'm an idiot.
But we don't allow that to happen. And if they don't treat us fairly, we'll leave. But now we're starting to... win cases. How about somebody new for a change? Come on, go ahead.
President, as many schools and school districts are closing across the country, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has not ruled out closing or opening up schools in May, saying that many kids are not vulnerable to this disease. Do you agree with that assessment? And do you believe that schools should recommend
that schools open up?
He's
gonna leave it up to her.
And to those states that have.
Well, I have a lot of confidence in Ron DeSantis, a lot of faith in Ron DeSantis to make the right decision. He's doing a great job as governor.
What did I just say? White supremacy really fucking America up right now.
I have to look at the numbers. But again, you know, I like to allow governors to make decisions without overruling them.
Okay.
Because from a constitutional standpoint, that's the way it should be done.
Whoa,
if I disagreed, I would overrule a governor.
White supremacy.
And I have that right to do it.
But so you don't disagree state right. that little kids can die from this corona. Get sick and die.
He doesn't care.
He don't give a fuck.
I would rather have them make their decisions. But he's made a lot of good decisions. And
Ron DeSantis, now the one who let the beaches be open in Florida, make good decisions. White supremacy!
Children back in schools, you know, wouldn't that pose a threat to spreading the virus even further to some of those vulnerable
people? I think the answer is obvious, but if you want, either.
This is your president.
Just talk about that, maybe. Tony?
America.
I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah, I mean. From pure public health issues is that if you have a situation in which you don't have a real good control over an outbreak and you allow children to gather together, they likely will get infected. And if they get infected,
we're all infected. We call
bring the infection home.
Misinformation
so
really and propaganda.
I don't know the situation.
Absentee balloting and more vote by mail than there has ever been before. He's laying down the predicate so that if he loses the election in November, he will stand up and say, this election was rife with fraud. We had way too much vote by mail. I do not accept the results of the election. I guarantee you that President Trump is thinking already about trying to build that predicate so he can dispute the legitimacy of the election on this basis.
I've been saying that all the time. Bill Maher said it. If Donald Trump loses in this November election to Joe Biden, he will not accept defeat. He will holler voter fraud, and the way they done rigged the game, he will try to discredit the results, and it's funny, it took white people 4 fucking years to realize that this guy wasn't qualified. He was a threat. I mean, dag, what, they had their heads up their asses or something? Man, I remember Hillary Clinton campaigning, man. She might have been bad campaigner. She might have ditched Bernie, but man, she was telling you, don't do this. Barack Obama, which you white people did not listen to, period. Because you remember, he was from Kenya. He didn't know what he was doing. He was inexperienced. You had Norquist on TV talking about we don't need a big government. We can shrink government so we can drown it in a bathtub. Well, this is what you get when you drown your damn government right here. This is what you get. People dying in the streets of New York City, okay? People dying around this world. And you got 9 damn states here in the United States. 9 conservative Republican states. Those governors can care less about their citizens. Less about their citizens. You're listening to the Cole Comedy Show. And I'm your host, Rick Cole. And let's see what else is going on.
All right, Gene Robinson, you write in the Washington Post, the one word that proves why President Trump should not be president, what is it?
Hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malaria drug also used for autoimmune conditions that President Trump is touting as the magic bullet against COVID-19, as one of the greatest game changers in the history of medicine, when his medical and science advisors tell him it's definitely not that there is no evidence that it is. But that word, I said that encompasses the reasons why Donald Trump should never be president, because it shows so much about the way he makes decisions. He's not listening to Tony Fauci, one of the world's greatest experts in infectious disease. He's listening to Rudy Giuliani and Peter Navarro and other cronies of his who are telling him about this problem. They're doing it based on anecdote. Some doctor friend of theirs said, boy, this is really effective. It really works. You should get behind that. Trump has made up his mind that this is the solution to COVID-19, despite right. evidence to the contrary. This is the way he operates. This is Donald Trump in action.
Well, I'm Peter Baker for the New York Times. This is in the Times this morning. Associates, and I'm quoting here directly, associates of Mr. Trump has financial interests in the issue. Sanofi's largest shareholders include Fisher Asset Management, the mutual fund company run by Ken Fisher, a major donor to Republicans, including Mr. Trump. A spokesman for Fisher declined to comment. Another investor in both Sanofi and Mylan, another pharmaceutical firm, is Invesco, the fund previously run by Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary. Mr. Ross said in a statement Monday he was not aware that Invesco had any investments in companies producing the drugs. As of last year, Mr. Trump reported that his 3 family trusts each had investments in a Dodge and Cox mutual fund whose largest holding was in Sanofi. Gene.
That is freaking corruption. Now, you Trump supporters out there, man, this is what I consider Americans are crazy. We keep doing the same thing over and over again. You know what I'm saying? This man is so low, is so stupid, that them rich men are using him to get what they want. They can care less about people dying. Let's keep it real. If you're going to invest in something, the United States government should take over all private pharmaceutical companies, because we pay for the research, and demand them to find a vaccine. Okay? And compensate them later. But right now, this is ridiculous. Let's listen to see what else is going on.
Yeah, Joe, as Deep Throat never actually said, follow the money. And so it 2 things are possible here. It is possible that Donald Trump is perfectly aware of these investments and his potential stake in this drug, and that this is all deliberate. It's also possible that he's open to manipulation by friends and cronies, his billionaire Mar-a-Lago friends, who have these investments and who are pushing him in this direction. This is just not a man who is capable of rising to the challenge of this moment, and you see it every day.
Gene Robinson and John Heilman, thank you all so much. We will be right back.
All right.
Now you see. Now you see. This is what, you know, what's in the dark should come to the light. These rich men can care less about the American people. Unbelievable. Hope everyone's being safe out there. Stay home. Don't forget your face mask or a handkerchief or something you can put around your face. I really don't understand this country anymore. I really don't. Greed has taken over everyone. And I will be back doing some more comedy. Hopefully soon. I'm going to be teaming up with my boy Stevie G. Making you guys laugh. And I just wanted to do something serious. I just want you guys who not paying attention to understand, man, what's really going on behind the scenes. They could have extended the health care. They could have done all of this stuff. But we know Donald Trump is done. He was only going to be a one-term president. But we didn't know he was going to do this so much damage to this country. But he didn't do it by himself now. Oh, no. You had help from crooked politicians from both sides. It's time to clean up the Supreme Court. It's time to clean up the federal courts. Time, you know, for everyone out there, I always say this. Get out and vote. If you have to put your gloves, you have to freaking dress up like you're going to fucking hazmat program or what. I mean, a hazmat site. Just go vote. You know, get out and vote. Let's find out what else is going on out here in this world. Oh, let's have some fun. Let's go to the Lie Network.
And only...
Yeah, they can lie now.
If President Trump had not talked about this, it would not be something that's accessible for anyone to be able to get that right now. It would not even be possible. And I mean that with, honestly, because I did have a difficult time even that day obtaining the medication because of an order that was put down in my state.
And Dr. I saw you last night, Dr. Ross, talking about that letter from Dr. Wallace. Tell the folks at home if they missed that interview. Who this guy is and his years of experience and what he's seen from this drug.
Maybe if I can just say one thing about that representative's experience. That's called an anecdote, right? It's one person, one experience. It's important, but it doesn't convince doctors. But I keep seeing that word applied to hydroxychloroquine. That is it's an untrue statement if you think it's only anecdotal data. And I've heard it over and over. There's a case series from France. It published 80 patients. I spoke to that doctor, Didier Raoult, yesterday. It's on my show today. 1,000 patients now he has given this combination of hydroxychloroquine with erythromycin, with 7 patients dying out of 1,000 and 20 going to the ICU. And so he's pretty confident. In fact, he said again, he thinks it's unethical not to use the medication until you get a better idea, a better solution. I also want to point out there was a randomized trial from China. So I would love folks talking about this medication to stop saying it's anecdotal. It is also anecdotal, but there's also more traditional data. We need a bigger trial, no question about it. Dr. Fauci's right, but in the meantime, what are we going to do? Now, with regard to the issue last night, there's a lot of talk. In fact, everyone seems to become an expert in this medication overnight. I never prescribed it until 2 months ago. And so I'm just learning about it from the rheumatologists. They actually use it all the time on all the lupus patients, 300,000 patients. And Dr. Wallace, who's one of the most prestigious lupus doctors around, Selena Gomez's doctor, for example, and she's spoken about it publicly. You know, he's at Cedars-Sinai, the largest practice in the country, led the big societies. He said he and his colleagues in that lupus area are stunned. So they've been using this drug for decades. They don't get EKGs. They don't worry about eye injuries until 10 years of chronic use. They're very clear about the fact that in their guidelines, there are no precautions mentioned because the drug is proven to be so safe. Now, I'm not a specialist in that area. But he sent a letter to the FDA. I urged him to, because when I interviewed him about a related issue, which I'll come to in a second, he said...
I don't know Dr. Oz. I know he's a television doctor. But don't bullshit the American people on Fox News. Come on, man. The people who have lupus and other problems, if you have malaria, yeah. You know, until that drug, you know, if you're going to, there's too many doctors out here to have some television doctor telling you, hey, go shoot yourself up with some heroin and don't worry about it. It's tainted. But yeah, the side effects, you know, every drug has side effects. But don't push a drug that the government leaders are investing in. Come on, man. They just see an opportunity to push a drug out there so they can make tons of money off of people misery. It might work. It might not work. Who cares? Just put it out there so we can make money. That's the game. And this is what Fox News is about. It act like they're actually informing you, but they really pushing propaganda. And Dr. Oz should be shaming himself going on that damn network. You're listening to the Cold Comedy Show. And this is a freaking joke. Boycott Oz show, please. Boycott that mess, because he's over here on the... He know that Fox News is nothing more than a propaganda machine. And yet he have his ass up there on that network blabbing out about some damn mystery cure that doesn't exist. What they need to do is open up all these labs and get some people out here so they can do some research. We're paying a lot of money for these scientists. There's a lot of doctors here in Connecticut, at Yale, UConn. Oh, you've got plenty of medical platform universities that can actually create a test, test everyone, and find a cure or a remedy. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Shoot something, shoot that virus into the chicken egg, let it grow, and find out what the hell that thing is, or put some antibodies in the chicken egg and let that shit grow, and let's find out what it is, because these people here on Fox News got to go. Propaganda network, y'all. You listen to the Cold Comedy Show. What a freaking joke. Let's find out what else is going on in the world.
To take this step of putting this down on paper and trying to get this message to the White House.
Navarro would not respond to my requests for comment, but as best as I can tell from other sources, Navarro was one of a very small group of people who were, from early on in this crisis, urging the White House to take it more seriously. Navarro is a China hawk, and because of that, a number of his colleagues didn't take his warnings particularly seriously. They assumed that his concerns were coming through the lens of being concerned about that country more broadly and not specifically about this virus. But as we saw with that January memo, January 29th, same day the president appoints this task force, Navarro was forecasting a couple of different scenarios for containment, but with no containment, he put the loss of lives in the hundreds of thousands, and he put the economic effect in the trillions. That is where we are now. A month later, he wrote another memo cautioning about the economic needs to purchase equipment to try to help Americans who were suffering. So he was ringing an alarm bell. Whether the president heard that bell in terms of seeing the memos, we don't know. We also don't know whether the president was aware that Navarro had these concerns in the first place, but Navarro's concerns were not a secret in the White House.
Yeah, I mean, he...
Well, this is where you see the look on some of these people's faces when they're home and can't make money. These are the people that ignored the danger of putting Donald Trump in the White House. I'm not talking about his Trump supporters, but them people are just rural, low-educated voters. I'm talking about these educated people who didn't care. You know, we have a class of people in this country who really don't care, as long as they benefit from both sides of the coin, you know. Let's find out what's going on the Cold Show.
One week is all it takes.
I know one thing. This is.
But I think people should, if it were me, in fact, I might do it anyway. I may take it. Okay? I may take it. And I'll have to ask my doctors about that, but I may take it.
And would you also weigh in on this issue of hydroxychloroquine? What do you think about this? And what is the medical evidence?
Yeah.
Well, I maybe 15
times.
You don't have to ask.
He's your medical expert, correct?
He's answered that question 15 times.
At this point, researchers say.
At this time, you see how dysfunctional our government is, man. This is unbelievable dysfunction right here, man. This is unbelievable dysfunction.
We've condensed into about, you know, 7 or 8 minutes, but here's the next exchange I wanted you to see from the president.
Initially speaking, the tests were old, obsolete, and not really prepared. We have a brand new testing system that we developed very quickly, and that's your result. And you should say congratulations, great job, instead of being so horrid in the way you ask a question. Please go ahead.
Well, it's horrid in that she assumes facts that are not in evidence. She has an inspector general report. That's all. Has Christian Fisher done her investigation?
Now, what I'm listening to now is Newsmax. Have a weasel sitting up here, knowing that Trump don't know what the hell he's talking about. But yeah, he's getting paid by one of Trump's supporters to actually spread misinformation on cable news. This is where people are confused and don't know what's really going on, because one side telling you, oh, the president is great, oh, he knows what he's doing, hey, won't you go get some suit, some drugs, don't worry about the people with lupus, hey, you have the virus, we're gonna dope you up, you know, whatever, you know, believe my bullshit, I'm getting paid to sit here and lie to you.
The fact he couldn't bounce back quite as quickly as he had hoped, but she said he was also thinking about all the other people that were struggling with coronavirus across the world. But, you know, some positive news. An NHS doctor spoke to the BBC earlier, and he said what you have to remember is lots of people are recovering. They're getting the best possible care, and they are recovering from coronavirus.
Charlotte, some more details there of the situation with the Prime Minister. I mean, they're saying the Prime Minister was not diagnosed with pneumonia, and he has been breathing without any assistance. So it is hopeful that he will make some kind of recovery, but people are worried about speculating at this stage.
Yes, obviously. I mean, generally, only the very...
You have a news person in Britain in front of the hospital where Boris Johnson is admitted for the coronavirus. But they out in front trying to say, oh, you know, he's okay. He might be all right. They don't know. Okay, they don't really know. But this is Britain. Boris Johnson is connected to the Brexit mess. This is a situation when you outsource all your jobs. Even in England, man, they don't even know what's going on. But yet, they say, oh, everybody get cured and everyone's, no one's, people get better and go home. That's the new narrative now. Oh, you're going to get better, you're going to go home. But meanwhile, we got about at least 35 freezers, trucks, or more in certain districts in New York City. And those people's not getting better. Those people are going to the morgue. And that's the disconnect the media has, because they're looking for a story. Anything positive or anything that don't put bad light on these crooked ass politicians. Let's see what else is going on.
Get the help you need.
Always a commercial.
Comes fairly simple. Once we have this pipeline going,
produces their technology is about 3 months away. Amber Strong, Newsy in Northern Virginia.
Symptoms and was taken to the hospital, insisting it was just a precaution. Now comes the news that he's in the ICU. His aides insist this too is just a precaution in case he needs a ventilator. Sky News reports the Prime Minister had trouble breathing and was given oxygen before he was moved to the ICU. We're told he remains conscious, but has asked that Foreign Minister Dominic Raab step in, quote, where necessary. Let's bring in NBC News senior international correspondent Keir Simmons from London with the very latest. Keir?
Mika, a senior member of the government here in the UK, assuring people in an interview this morning that Boris Johnson is not on a ventilator. He is still in intensive care in the hospital behind me there, and that member of the government having to reassure people that they will update the public on the condition of the Prime Minister if anything changes. Just to show you some of the front pages here in the UK, some just giving people the news straight. It is, after all, bad enough. Johnson in intensive care after virus symptoms worse. Others more dramatic. The Daily Mail, stricken Boris taken to intensive care, and talking about the agony for his pregnant fiance. The Sun, Boris in intensive care, and saying the doctors are prepared to ventilate him if necessary. Mika, just to give you a picture of how stunning this feels. We're standing in front of the hospital. If you just look in that way, a short distance, that's Westminster Bridge. That's the House of Parliament. That's the Commons where Boris Johnson has held court for months as the Prime Minister. Just, frankly, hard to take in that he is now just across the river here, fighting for his life, frankly, although we are only being given limited information about exactly how he is doing. Friends, people who've worked with him tell me that he is fit, that he's not a smoker, that they have in the past gone running with him.
But if you're an asshole, you don't think you're going to get it? Boris Johnson, Donald Trump, they're privileged assholes. And they did not care about the people who was getting it. It was just ordinary people, working class. They didn't care. But this virus does not care about rich or poor. They don't care how much money you have, how much power you have. This is going to do its thing. And Boris Johnson did not shut down the government like it's supposed to, just like Donald Trump. You got some conservatives having to shut down the government in 9 states. And you don't wish no bad luck on no one. But, you know, maybe you need to think about the working class a little better and make sure that instead of cutting everything, invest in your people, and you have a healthy economy, you have healthy people, you have a healthy economy, and you can help other people in third world countries, not try to be a jerk and go backwards. And Boris Johnson is part of the group that want to go backwards. See, the media, they're going to focus on him, but I'm looking at those suckers who created this mess, from the Brexit to Donald Trump in the White House. People better wake up. You're listening to The Cold Comedy Show. Just a little snippet of what's going on in the world today. April 7th, 2000. I want everybody to be safe out there and tune in. Thanks for listening to The Cold Show. That was just a little bit of stuff I want to give you guys out there. But tune in and keep listening to my podcast. And I bring back some laughs when I get back with Stevie G, you know. Larry the Mechanic, he's supposed to be stopping by, and we'd talk politics, get some laughs. Okay, you guys be safe. Don't forget to wear your face mask, wash your hands, put your gloves on, tell your loved ones you love them. You've been listening to The Cold Comedy Show. Have a good day.